This is a Sichuan News Update. On January 1st, 2025, Carly Carey got the news no one wants to hear. She has been diagnosed with cancer. The Nanaimo local was on a trip with her husband and daughter in Japan when a medical emergency led to her undergoing medical surgery. When she woke up from the surgery, a doctor gave her a cancer diagnosis via Google Translate on her birthday. She was diagnosed with stage 4 mantle cell lymphoma, a rare and aggressive cancer that is fatal. As she and her family searched for hope for what would come next back home in Nanaimo, Carey got into a promising clinical trial.
The average lifespan for my kind of cancer is 5 to 7 years. So the clinical trial felt like a real moment of hope for me. However, during the intake of the clinical trial, you do a bunch of testing through that week leading up and other intake processes. And it was discovered that in a rare 1 in several million chance, I have a second cancer.
Carey was also then diagnosed with leukemia, disqualifying her from the clinical trial. The family once again felt like their world was collapsing. This was not Carey's first or even second time being diagnosed with cancer. When she was just graduating from high school, she was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma and received chemotherapy at the Nanaimo Cancer Clinic, but still had to travel to Victoria for other oncology appointments. She is now once again undergoing chemotherapy at the Nanaimo Cancer Clinic.
I'm lucky because I live 10 minutes from the Nanaimo Hospital, but there's another layer of luck there that I was even allowed to do chemo in Nanaimo because the cancer clinic in Nanaimo is still very small. So a lot of people get, even if they live in Nanaimo, they still have to go to Victoria to get chemo sometimes because they can't accommodate everyone.
As she is currently undergoing a 2-year treatment plan with chemotherapy every 3 months, Carey says she feels lucky she doesn't have to take a 4-hour drive to Victoria to receive her treatment. She says that while undergoing treatment, she was searching for a purpose.
And it was a pretty wild experience. But interestingly enough, I had this moment of clarity completely wash over me. And I knew immediately that I wanted to spend more time with my family and give back to my community. And that's where my husband and I created Carly's House.
Working with her husband, Morgan, they decided to create Carly's House, named by her husband to honor her legacy.
We purchased a house and we're donating the use of it for cancer patients to stay for free while receiving treatment in Nanaimo.
The 3-bedroom house will be run by the Nanaimo and District Hospital Foundation, which will handle the registration and intake of patients.
And then they will decide, okay, so we have, let's say the mom is receiving cancer treatment and she has 2 little children and a husband. So maybe they would just occupy the house for the time that they need. And then the next time, maybe there's 2 single people that need treatment. So maybe one will take one room and the other will take the other room, and we'll have bathrooms, private bathrooms in each room.
Throughout her time getting treatment at the clinic in Nanaimo, Carey says she has met many cancer patients who have traveled from all across the island to come to Nanaimo for treatment.
There was someone in Port Hardy, that's the most northern town I think there is on Vancouver Island, that needed chemotherapy and radiation. So this person did all the chemotherapy, but then for financial reasons, they opted out of the radiation because they had to go all the way to Victoria and they didn't have accommodations.
It was hearing these conversations that inspired her to build Carly's House.
So just imagine those conversations in a home where you live in Campbell River, Port Hardy, Tofino, and you have to travel all the way to Nanaimo. And sometimes chemo is every 3 weeks, but oftentimes radiation is a less than 20-second treatment, and it's every single day. It's so grueling. And so to sit across from your spouse or your mom or your dad and say, I live 6-hour drive away one way and I need this treatment, just imagine the hardship it is for that family.
Currently, the house is under renovations with hopes of the first family being able to move in by September. The duo is looking for donations of service from vendors who can help with the renovations. Carey says the house has helped her find purpose as she continues to give back to the community.
When you do something kind for someone else, whether that's volunteering with an organization, like volunteering here at this radio station, whether that's buying someone a sandwich, it is the ultimate life hack. nothing will bring you more joy than giving to someone else. And so Carly's house has really been my mental health lifeline, and I feel honored and grateful to be working on this project.
Donations to Carly's house can be made through the Nanaimo Hospital and District Foundation website. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.